Blog Talk Radio.
Them and the whole entire show, nothing but Prince from early years to Prince to present day. And if you guys have, this is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My apologies for not broadcasting for Motivate Monday, but you know when we broadcast on Tuesdays, it's Talk That Talk Tuesday. So welcome. The topic, it's the same as the schedule for yesterday on Motivate Monday. Of course, we love talking healthy living and lifestyle to the art. Entertainment, lifestyle, community show. And so the show that was scheduled for yesterday is what's happening right now. And we're continuing talking about U.S. job market and entrepreneurship. On Friday, we were talking about entrepreneurship and job market and the free enterprise system. And, you know, every day we love talking about how we can do our best to live healthier, but especially on Motivating Monday. And, of course, healthy living. And you guys always feel free to chat in the chat room and call 714-409-0614. And last Monday we ran out of time of talking about generous celebs. If you know of a generous celeb, please don't hesitate to talk about it in the chat room or call in and talk about it. You know, we know there's some of our favorite celebs who are most amazing humanitarians. And one thing about a lot of celebs that we don't know, you know, there are some celebs that, you know, very, you know, private when doing their humanitarian things. But then also, just like all of us, we live our lives. You know, when my cousin Linda is on the show, you know, we talk about the domestic traveler and international traveler, because she's an international traveler. And we talk, and this audience being international is important. You know, a lot of times we talk about tipping and so on. And, you know, every so often we hear stories regarding not just average, everyday people, how they either give big tips or don't tip, but then also we hear about those celebrities who don't even think about tipping. I give big tips. So when we think of generous people, period, we think of people that have that given nature or are courteous, right, and have good etiquette, and if that's humanitarian or tipping well or just being good people. And I just thought that's a good topic to talk about. But again, happy Talk That Talk Tuesday. I hope your week has been a motivating one. And if you haven't been, you all know Prince has been tweeting for about the past week from the handle of the band, 3EG, Third Eye Girl. And you guys definitely follow him. And like I'm always telling you, he and the band, telling you, follow them also on live stream so you can always be in the know when they're doing scheduled performances or impromptu performances also. And, of course, they have a Facebook page. I always have to tell you, of course. I've been spreading word about Prince since, but how many years? Many years he's been around, so I'm not stopping yet. Looking forward to finally seeing him live in concert myself. What's today? The 20th. Hey, today's the day that many of my friends in New York live there, are visiting. We'll see the Prince production, Prince Presents, Shelby J, and Liv Warfield. So you guys have big fun, okay, and keep us updated on what's going on. And Prince and Third Eye Girl, you guys keep us updated, okay? Big shout-out to Dr. Funk and Barry and Steph Everett. They had another free cast, I believe, this past Friday. I missed that one. I can tune into the replay. I have another schedule. So it's important to be in the know and to network with those two guys also, especially if you are a Prince lover or if you want to know more about Prince. Unbelievable, there are some people out there that don't know a lot about Prince, but if you are learning about Prince and Minneapolis sound music, definitely, you know, network with myself and other Purple Peeps, and also Dr. Funkenberry is a person that keeps us in the know, Seth Everett on Spreecast, and John Brim in Minneapolis Tribune. He keeps us updated also. You know, you want to know facts, especially I know those of you that really take music seriously, not just listen to the music, but want to know your history facts. Those are people, it's important to network with people that know the history, they know what's going on. And we like to network with one another, all those of us that are in the Purple Peeps community, just to educate one another and to let each other to have our heads up, hey, this is what's going on, oh, you didn't know this, you know, all that good stuff. It's a fun thing. Prince's sister, 2 years his junior, Tyco Nelson, she's on Facebook also, and she's amazing. So I need to holler at her and say what's up to her, she and her husband. So, you know, there's some people that you can really have genuine like good networking, effective networking relationships with, really. So I just wanted to say that since I kicked off the show with Prince's Minstrel Cycle, and he's dropping new music like crazy. And if you guys follow him on Twitter, and some of you that follow Music Mags have seen where he's using like the Dave Chappelle artwork image in promoting his newest work of music, and I think that's awesome. So we'll continue on. But again, thank you for tuning in. We're talking healthy living, U.S. job market, and generous celebs, and other news also. And condolences also. It was saddened to see where we've lost another. And suicide and preventing suicide is so important to us. And I was saddened to see where we have lost another Hollywood actor, a former Disney actor, Lee Thompson Young, age 29, from suicide. So that's very sad. Sending condolences out to his peers and his loved ones and all of his families. I'm like, wow. So, you know, this is something we talk about a lot on this show, but it looked like we're going to, you know, it's going to have to be the topic again in the very near future, because it's important for us to do our best to prevent suicide and also to vent our emotions. Those of us that, and I have lost many to suicide or know many who have attempted suicide or had suicidal thoughts. So that is a very important topic and an issue that affects many of us, if not directly, if you haven't been affected directly, you know someone who have been affected by that topic, that issue directly. So we just have to keep our heads up in that category and all, and just pray for world peace. But again, thank you for your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I wouldn't be playing around with the schedule. I'll stick to the Monday schedule, the Wednesday schedule, and Friday schedule. But I'm going to be playing around with different time slots. It's important that if you don't have a blogtalkradio.com personal, your own profile account, get one so you can network with myself and others within the Blog Talk community. And because I don't know, you know, you've heard guests, my fellow peers call in and say they don't have a schedule. They just decide to come on their own. I like to have like this morning show schedule and then the freedom to broadcast prime time, evening hours, late night, afternoon, whenever. And it's testing different time slots to see when, you know, looking at the stats and looking at when certain demographics listen to the show and whatnot. And I've been amazed looking at the stats and looking at the different ways that some of you listen to the show also, either through your browser or through your PC or through your smartphones, et cetera. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for being a loyal listener since March 21st, 2011. And if you're a new listener, I appreciate you and thank you also. Okay? God bless, and let's continue on.
Smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
What's up? You're listening to Top That Talk Tuesday. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Here's True God. What's up, DMV, Baltimore? Crown the champion.
I'm going to tell y'all, with my tears in my eyes, this is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this room,
true,
you tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title that makes you number one.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expected winner. Next to enter, lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5%er, something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House, this is a cubicle. There's all-
always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to. And so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots that need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the belt higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title. Bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire, I bet your niggas retreating with them. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get them. Fuck this game, I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesus can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title. Bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True. They say I'm destined to be great, so that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Teachers on the pulpit speaking of excellence and faith, while my niggas on the block speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if deceased. Heard this hard body shit has really been decreased. But these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets. Most of which just leave us broken. No, it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. But when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations, I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ, there's no time like the president. It's true.
Wow. Again, thumbs up. He's done it again. True God Immortal, friend of the show. Also appear here at blogtalkradio.com. He hosts the show, wrestling. He hosts the broadcast on Monday night and Thursday nights at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 Central Standard Time. I'm on Central Standard Time. So I'm in the deep south of Jackson, Mississippi, the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Well, I'm checking an article today that's published in mydesert.com. And it talks about the U.S. job market appears to lose steam. And, again, this is written by Christopher S. Rugabear of Associated Press. And Christopher writes that from Washington, unemployment rate rose in more than half of U.S. states in July, and fewer states added jobs. One thing, I mean, I'm going to say this about my state. I'm in the state of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and our governor, who's been in office for like a year and a half, and he was also a lieutenant governor for two consecutive terms with Haley Barbour. And he said last week that since he's been in office as governor, about 7,000 jobs have been created here in Mississippi. And I know there's been a lot of companies, new companies coming to Mississippi and all of that. And I was watching the news this morning. They're talking about another favorite state, a favorite governor of mine, Phil Bryan, state of Mississippi, state of Texas, Rick Perry, has been, you know, on this like nationwide campaign of attracting people and businesses to come to the state of Texas. But again, I'm sharing this on Facebook and you know, throughout my social networking community that I am a member of. So let's continue on talking about the U.S. job market and entrepreneurship. It was fun on Friday, really going into depth regarding entrepreneurship and the job market, and talking about crowdfunding. There's a whole show in itself talking about crowdfunding. But again, the article goes on to say that unemployment rates rose in more than half of U.S. states in July, and fewer states added jobs, echoing national data that showed the job market may have lost some momentum. The Labor Department said Monday that unemployment rates increased in 28 states. They were unchanged in 14 and fell in 8 states, the fewest to show a decline since January. Hiring increased in 32 states in July compared with June, the fewest to report job gains in 3 months. 17 states reported job losses. So again, hiring increased in 32 states in July compared with June, and then the fewest to report job gains in 3 months. 17 states reported job losses. California, Georgia, and Florida reported the largest job gains. Okay, so here's the trivia. What three states reported the largest job gains? California, Georgia, and Florida, while New Jersey and Nevada lost the most. Nationwide, hiring has been steady this year but slowed in July. Entrepreneurs added 162,000 jobs, the fewest since March. Employers added 162,000 jobs, the fewest since March. The unemployment rate fell to 7.4%, a 4.5-year low from 7.6%. California has propelled much of the gains in the West, adding 38,100 jobs in July to lead all states. And California has added 236,000 jobs in the past year, second only to Texas' 293,000 jobs. Unemployment in California has fallen to 8.7% in July from 10.6% 12 months ago, the biggest over-year drop of any state. Another bright spot is Utah, which has gained the largest percentage of jobs in the past 12 months. Utah's gains were in information technology, manufacturing, and construction. In the South, Texas, Florida, and Georgia have been driving job growth. Georgia added 30,900 jobs in July, the second most of any state. Much of the gains were in categories that include transportation, utilities, retail, hotels, restaurants, and amusement parks. Nevada reported that the nation's highest unemployment rate in July at 9.5%. It was followed by Illinois, 9.2%. North Dakota continues to have the nation's lowest unemployment at 3%. I know people, I have friends. You know, you guys have seen the news video reports about how North Dakota has a lot of jobs there. And I know for a fact, because I have friends that have gone there to work, and some have gone up. I have one particular friend who has gone, that I went to work, but he has a new life up there, you know, a new significant other, wife, and family, and everything. So I know from having friends that go there from the South up there to work and just have new lives, personal and professionally. And then there's South Dakota, is that it's close behind at 3.9%. So that's what's happening in today's news at mydesert.com. That's what I've seen in today's news, and that's a good story right there. That's a very good article covering the entire nation regarding the U.S. job market. And again, you know, like on Friday, we talked about entrepreneurship and how, you know, some don't plan to become entrepreneurs because of how the job market is going, and you may have like this side thing or side hobby. I've seen on Facebook where some people talk about their new businesses as not a hobby anymore, you know, that it's a full-fledged business, you know, because we're entrepreneurs and small business owners. We're always having a blessed network with one another. And that is a good point because of some jobs being scarce in certain areas and certain particular industries, you know, that, and it might be that side business you've had just because you like doing certain things and people, you know, people buy, it's a demand and people willing to buy, then all of a sudden your business turns to a full-fledged business. And then there's the people who plan and want their business to become, who want to not only work for themselves, but like myself, create jobs for other people also, because, you know, that's a goal of mine, to create jobs for others. You know, let's create a I don't deny being an opportunist. You know, opportunism in a good way. You know, let's not miss opportunities. It's sad when we miss opportunities, right? So it's important for us to create our own opportunities and help others see the opportunities that they otherwise would not see. So, you know, sometimes you hear the word opportunist and use my negative light, but it's not always bad to be an opportunist. It's just, you know, creating your own opportunities and taking, acknowledging the opportunities that arise in front of you, because you know, the missed opportunities, that is what gets to me, the missed opportunities. You know, I becoming a host and producing my own gig here at blogtalkradio.com, that's an example of creating my own opportunity. Because it has been a blessing in my life to create an opportunity and have this avenue of networking, effective networking with others. Others who work for companies, others who are entrepreneurs. All of us who host and produce shows here at Blog Talk Radio are entrepreneurs. You know, and we're in the internet or radio media business. I have worked for community radio before in the 90s. So 20 years ago for WNPR 90.1, and again, shout out to 90.1 and Mr. Charles Evers, my late Mayor Evers' brother, and also Shelton Smooth Gates. My birthday, talked with Shelton Smooth Gates about a week ago on my birthday. He was jamming Prince, spotlighting Prince on doing his Sunday evening show. He trained me when he was a program director at WNPR. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it just takes us to create our opportunities. I talked about the Small Business Administration. You know, be proactive and contact outlet organizations like Small Business Administration, Chamber of Commerce, trade organizations, organizations in your field, organizations for entrepreneurs, organizations for small business owners, organizations for veterans. Because, like, when you network with Small Business Administration, I mean, you know, there's so much that you can network with, and so much that I have learned, I'm telling you, this year in regards to small business, working with women, disabled people in certain, like, areas, veterans. I mean, it's just amazing. So I just wanted to mention that. And let's see. I'm checking out something that's catching my interest, and I have been researching and planning and going to talk about certain things, but also it's good to see what's popular and what's popping on the internet, like currently, like right now. And so I'm looking at the job the job site Indeed, and I have a profile on Indeed. Entrepreneur, let me see. I think it's entrepreneur. I'm on Indeed. I know. I'm thinking about my LinkedIn profile, but I'm looking at this right here regarding job market competition on Indeed, because I really don't want to skip from one topic to another, and I'll be talking about me when I should be talking about we, and so let me stay on track. Indeed is showing job market competition unemployed per job posting on their site. This was updated back in the springtime, like April. And it goes to show how hard is it to find a job in your city? That's the question presented here at Indeed.com, one search all jobs. And the unemployed per job posting, and they ask the question, how hard is it to find a job in your city? And then they go on to say that here's the number of unemployed per job posting for the 50 most populous metropolitan areas in the U.S. Then they go on to say that let's see. They're very close ratios that I'm looking at, too. There's San Jose, number one. Washington, D.C. is number two. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma is number three. So I'm trying to get a closer look at what it says about the number one San Jose, California job market. And sometimes, you know, check out these job sites. I mean, those that are looking for jobs and those that are hiring, Indeed and Munster and Career Builder. So much to learn. I was just getting a closer look at the page for San Jose. I didn't know if they were going in more detail or in association with the article. Let me pull this back up. There's like, can't find a job based on worst markets. Check out job trends at Indeed.com. And some of these job search sites have amazing articles like Career Builder and Snag a Job, and even go to your local WIN job centers in your state, in your city also. Okay, the information's coming back up because I've been trying to get a closer look of what was going on. Okay. San Jose ranks number one, metropolitan area. The ratio is 1-1. D.C. ranked number two, also the same ratio, 1-1. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 1-1 ratio. Boston, Massachusetts, 1-1. But it changed a little because it's showing like 4, and then the arrow goes up. They're up 4 because they were previously ranked as number 8. And then in Salt Lake City, Utah, ratio 1-1. They were previously number 4, now they're number 5. Raleigh, North Carolina, 1-1, was previously number 5, now number 6. Austin, Texas, capital of Texas, where the governor's mansion is. Previously number 6, now number 7, 1-1 ratio. Then there's Hartfield, Connecticut, previously number 7, now number 8, ratio 1-1. Then St. Paul, Minnesota, you know, sister city to Minneapolis, they're at number 9, 1-1. Baltimore, Maryland is up 1, weight ratio 1-1. Richmond, Virginia, up 1. 1-1, and then there's Denver, Colorado, which also has a ratio of 1-1, and it was previously ranked at number 10, now it's number 12. And then there's Seattle, Washington, which is 1-1, which is number 13. San Francisco has a ratio of 1-1 at 14. Columbus, Ohio is at a ratio of 1-1, number 15. Then there's Phoenix, Arizona, which was previously 17, but now 16 is at 1-1. Then there's New Orleans, was once 23, now it's number 17. New Orleans is only like 3-hour drive away from where I'm at in Jackson City. It's 1-1. So New Orleans is up from 23-6. Then there's Houston, Texas, which is 1-1. That's where our guests who visit the show are often. Belinda Bostic is based. A lot of listeners and friends of mine are based. Houston, Texas. Number 18, Kansas City, and it was previously 16. Kansas City, Missouri is 19, used to be 18. The ratio is 1-2. So every city I've mentioned from 1 to 18 has had a 1-to-1 ratio. Now, Kansas City, Missouri, number 19, is a 1-2 ratio. Nashville, Tennessee is also a 1-2 ratio. Dallas, Texas is a 1-2 ratio at number 21. San Antonio, Texas is up from 20 and is a 1-2 ratio. Charlotte, North Carolina is a 1-2 ratio. And Charlotte, North Carolina was once ranked 25 and now it's 23. Cleveland, Ohio was once 27, now it's 24. And it's at number 24, yeah, and it's 1-2 ratio. Tampa is it's number 25, and it once ranked 28, and it's a 1-2 ratio. Indianapolis, I have a friend that relocating to Indianapolis to work with an organization geared to youth. She should be there right now, so if you're listening, what's up? 1-2 ratio. I haven't been in Indianapolis in ages, but it's a beautiful city. I know she's going to have a wonderful time. And she was like, I'm looking forward to you coming up here seeing me. But and this friend of mine is a native of Dallas. Birmingham, Alabama, 1-2 ratio. It's at number 20. It's at number 22, so it's tied with San Antonio. It was once ranked 27. Then there's Orlando. At 28, it was once 29, 1-2 ratio. Jacksonville, Florida was once ranked 31, it's a 1-2 ratio. Milwaukee, Wisconsin was once 24, now it's 30, and it's 1.2 ratio. Louisville, Kentucky was once 30, now it's 31. And it's at a 1.12 ratio. Cincinnati, Ohio is now 32, and now it's 34 to 1-2 ratio. Portland, Oregon is at number 33, and it was once 32, and now it's 33. Here's Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is 34, and it's at a 1-2 ratio. And its previous rank at 33. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 35, 1.2 ratio. Virginia Beach, Virginia, is 1-2 ratio. It's number 36, it was 1-37, 1.2 ratio. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 38 is what it's ranked. And, 37, it was one ranked 38, 1-2 ratio. Providence, Rhode Island, as a 1-2 ratio at number 38. St. Louis, Missouri was once 36, now it's 39, 1.2 ratio. Now we are looking at the ones that are 1.13 ratio. Memphis, Tennessee, city of Jackson is close to Memphis, Tennessee, 3-hour drive north of Jackson. Ranked at 40 was once 41, 1-3 ratio. And again, the ratios are the number of unemployed per job posting for the most populous metropolitan areas in the U.S. San Diego, California is ranked at 31. Was once 39, 1.3. Buffalo, New York was once 40, now 1.3. Sacramento, that's where my friend DJ Slam that called into the show and those of you that network with me on Facebook see him. We're longtime friends. DJ Slam. A lot of friends are in Sacramento and San Francisco and stuff. Again, Sacramento, the capital of California, is at 43, up from 4413. Las Vegas, ranked 43. New York, number 45, 1.3. Detroit, Michigan, 46. It's 147, 1.3. Chicago, Illinois, was once 46, now 47, 1.3. And then Los Angeles, California, is at 48. Miami, Florida, is at 49. And the ratio is 1.4 for both of those cities. And then with number 50, Riverside, California, with a 1.5 ratio. And at the end, it says, based on preliminary April 2013 employment data provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and such as change. But this was back in the springtime. And that was what? July, June, May. That was 3 months ago, roughly 3 months ago, regarding the job market competition. And this was at Indeed.com. Shout out to Carol. Visit Kara at KaraMS.org, Matthew Holmes, and Denise Cantrell, and Janet Madden, and everyone at Kara. You all know I'm a volunteer with Kara. And this evening will be volunteer orientation, which I won't be making. But then there's the biggest event of the year will be held on Saturday at Pelahatchie Lakeshore Park on the reservoir, the Ross Barnett Reservoir, this Saturday from 10 to 3. And admission is free, but, you know, bring, like, donations for the No-Kill Animal Shelter, Kara. And you can follow Kara at Kara Shelter and on Twitter. And also you can like the Facebook page also on Facebook at Kara Shelter. And there's on Pinterest and YouTube channel and all of that. Hopefully I can get Matthew on because he told me that he would like to be on the show before the event. And so I thought I'd have him on early this week, like before the volunteer orientation. But hopefully you can get him on Friday, the day before the event, to talk about the event and to give everyone directions. Hopefully he and maybe another will be guests and come on. But he told me he'd like to come on right before the event. So hopefully we can get him to call in for a few minutes to talk about Karen and the big event, Dog Days in the Park, coming up on August the 24th at the reservoir. It should be a fun one. I hope to make it to it, but, you know, it should be a fun event, and wishing the best to all the other animals, of course, and all of us who love animals. The girls and I are dealing with the loss of my 8-year-old pet Cinnamon. So we've been, you know, good for one another. Her daughters, who am I speaking of? Who I am speaking of, Princess and Brownie. I posted like a brief video of them on YouTube like a few days ago, real brief. We missed Cinnamon, but we've been doing our best to keep each other in spirits, and Princess just had me laughing this morning, and Brownie was, we miss Cinnamon. Thank you all for wishing me a happy birthday month, and those that have been celebrating the birthday month with me, it's been a blast of a good time, and also thank you to those of you that send in condolences to me and offering time to spend a few minutes with me, either online or offline, and those of you that have offered me to call you if I need to in regards to the loss of my pet, because you yourself have lost a pet or had loved ones who lose pets. So, again, I acknowledge you and thank you for reaching out, you know, in that respect and also in other respects also. Okay, so I had left the the screen, so I'm going to check and see if anyone's calling or any of you are in the chat room. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you also. If you're celebrating the anniversary, or if you're going through, you know, have a job interview, or getting those butterflies out, or getting ready for school. I know some schools haven't even started yet. When we're talking about elementary and junior high and college, I was watching Chicago news last night, and they were the school season hasn't started yet. But big shout out to those of you that are educators and those of you who are students also. Okay, I'm headed back to the studio. Okay. I have about 29 more minutes of live streaming. Let me go in the chat room, to see if anyone's in the chat room. Use the silence. Here's some ADS. So he's been having some good shows this hot summer. It was recently in Chicago. And check El Bishir out at, pardon, thepandora.com.
Girl, you blow my mind.
currently of Marrero, Louisiana.
They know me, man. My name is Drav. And I do what the fuck I want. What I do is this music shit, nigga. And your job is to make sure you keep up. Cause if you fuck up.
I heard you answering when opportunities at the door. I gave them all I got, then some and more. But yet they look at me like, what the fuck you die for? This is all of me, heart and soul. Mixed with this music, I'm the motherfucking antidote. Now that's sick, and I done lost the cure. Are you the best? Well, I don't know for sure. Surfing on these niggas, diving into my bitch at night. I'm Superman in the flesh, and I'm infatuated with kryptonite. Oh, oh, oh. Ain't met another like me, you ain't heard nothing like this. My flow is rough as this carpet, and right now I'm hotter than piss. Damn, damn, damn. The bone curse of a retarded genius, no sense, but I do mean it. Rest up if you think I'm sleeping, and I'm making it my time, and I'm making it my time. I know this ain't the final copy, but fuck it, it's still so good. No, I just did that, no pretty bad mind, look, no hands, rock. If this ain't what I do, then I don't do shit, nigga.
Draft my time. Native New Orleans repping Marrero. Praise MC Thig from Marrero. I love that song. He used to be one of my customers when I worked in the Metro Center Mall with Merry-Go-Round, Covering Attractions, DJ's Fashion Center for Men. You guys remember that company? Nationwide Merry-Go-Round stores. And, you know, we have a blast. Shout out, speaking of Merry-Go-Round, shout out to the Merry-Go-Round Enterprise Alumni Facebook group. We have a blast in that group. Merry-Go-Round's home office was located in Maryland. Joppa, Maryland. I used to love talking to the buyers and all that was located at that office. His Dread Days, Karen Sharon.
Thank you. Tell me how to love you, tell me how to
talk to me, yeah. Love that song. It's Talk to Talk Tuesday. Here's my friends in Big D with Ford and the Foundry remix. My friend Jay Lucas, who turned me on to his friends, this band, which Ford and the Foundry. Cannot wait to see you guys perform live whenever I return back to Big D. And I'm checking out articles regarding generous celebs and those that are amazing humanitarians and so on. And it's just a good thing. You know, we hear about the generous and we hear about the ones that are the worst tippers and all of that. But this from a website called The Riches. And many of you, you know, since this is an entertainment lifestyle show, many of you probably would be interested in this website because it provides articles and information regarding the riches in auto sports, technology, entertainment, talks about like the most expensive items out there, and so on. And so I'm going to tweet and Google out this use of the most generous celeb from earlier this year, back in the month of February. I just wanted to share with you this this website also, theriches.com. And, of course, Oprah Winfrey's image is the first image that is being revealed. So I just tweeted it out under my Twitter handle, Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. And it shows the most generous celeb, and it was published by Sami Saeed back in February. And it goes on to say that most celebrities have gone through the ringer before achieving superstar status. Even big stars like Tom Cruise started out in minor supporting roles, and I've been a big supporter of Tom Cruise since back in the day. Like, I've been a big lover of Robert Downey Jr. and many others. Since the beginning. It goes on to say that Hollywood star of the moment, Jennifer Lawrence, who just recently turned 23, I believe, a few days ago, appeared in minor guest spots in television shows before she hit it big in Winner's Bone, The Hunger Games, Silver Linings Playbook. Some actors had to work many old jobs just to support themselves while waiting for their big break. So it's refreshing to see celebrities give back to society. Once they hit it big financially, they have been blessed and they are not averse to sharing their blessings. Here's a list of the top 10 most generous celebrities. At number 10, Marsha Carsey. $1.87 million to the Carsey Family Foundation. She is half of Carsey Warner Productions, the outfit that has produced hit shows like The Cosby Show, Roseanne, and That 70s Show. She established the Carsey Family Foundation, which donates to Media Matters for America, Institute for America's Future, and Progressive Talent Initiative. And then there's Meryl Streep at number 9, $2.1 million to the Silver Mountain Foundation for the Arts. She has won 3 Academy Awards and gotten countless nominations. She is one of the best actresses of all time. She has established the Silver Mountain Foundation for the Arts, which has donated to Oxfam America, Partners in Health, and Vassar College. And also, you can like The Riches Facebook page also, at The Riches. Then there's at number 8, Lance Berkman, $2.4 mil to the Lord's Fund. He is a baseball player for the Texas Rangers in Major League Baseball. He was also part of the Houston Astros, New York Yankees, and St. Louis Cardinals. He has played first base in all 3 outfield positions with ease. He helped establish the Lord's Fund, an organization that helps the youth and children of Eastern Europe, Swaziland, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Vietnam, and the Philippines. Namu Khan, is that how you pronounce his name? $2.6 million to the University of Nebraska. He's at number 7. He is a defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions in the NFL. He used to be a college football star for the University of Nebraska, where he earned All-American honors. He was also the recipient of the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year Award and the Lombardi Award. He has donated $2.6 million to the athletic department and the College of Engineering of his college alma mater. Then number 6, Noah Roberts. To the Noah Roberts Foundation. She is the author of 209 romance novels. She is also the writer behind the pseudonyms J.D. Robb, Jill March, and Sarah Hardesty. She is the first author inducted into the Hall of Fame of Romance Writers of America. Her works have spent a total of 861 weeks in the New York Times bestseller list, including 176 weeks at number 1. She has sold over 280 million copies of her books. Her foundation is devoted to supporting local literacy programs, children's welfare, arts organizations, and humanitarian efforts. Live streaming will be over in about 30 seconds. Number five, Taylor Swift. $4 million to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. Oh, Taylor is just a doll. I just love her. Taylor Swift is an American singer who was born in Pennsylvania and moved to Nashville to become a country singer. She released her debut album when she was only 16 years old. The song I Saw made her the youngest person to write and perform a song that went to the top of the country chart. She has been able to cross over to pop charts, earning for herself several hit songs in the process. In 2012, she made a sizable donation to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, which made her one of the celebrities of the year. I loved how she did not think twice when the flooding happened in Nashville a couple of years ago. And you remember a lot of country stars' homes were flooded, and, of course, everyday people homes were flooded, and the area was just flooded. And it was amazing how she just quickly donated like millions of dollars. I commend her. Again, here's newlywed George Lucas at number four, $4.25 million to the George Lucas Educational Foundation. He was founder and chairman of Lucasfilm Limited, a renowned movie company, before it was sold to the Walt Disney Company in 2012. Created two of the most famous franchises in movie history, namely Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series. One of the most financially successful filmmakers ever, Lucas is currently the second largest shareholder of Disney. He has established the George Lucas Educational Foundation that aims to educate the youth on how to become responsible citizens and compassionate leaders. And at number three, Mel Gibson, $6.85 million to the A.P. Riley Foundation. He was born in New York before moving to Sydney when he was 12 years old. He starred in the Mad Max and Lethal Weapon series of the movies. He also produced, directed, and starred in Braveheart, a film that won for him several Academy Awards. He also produced and directed the 2004 movie entitled The Passion of the Christ that vividly detailed the last hours of Jesus. A devout old-style Catholic, he has been connected to racist controversies against Jews and Mexicans. He probably hopes to make up for that by being charitable, donating to the A.P. Riley Foundation a substantial amount for the support of the Holy Family Church. And then at number two, Herb Alpert, $9.1 million to the Herb Alpert Foundation. He is an American musician who funds a group called the Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. He has had 5 number one songs, won 8 Grammys, and garnered 14 platinum albums. He is the only artist to have reached the number one, both as an instrumentalist for the 1979 Rise and as a vocalist for the 1968 Disguise in Love with You. He was a premier recording executive after founding A&M Records with Jerry Mouse. A&M Records, oh man, love that record label. PolyGram Records eventually bought out the label. He established the Herb Alpert Foundation that focuses on the arts, compassion, and general well-being. General well-being, that's important. Jamie Gertz, she's number one, $10.6 million to the Wrestler Getz Foundation. Jamie Gertz was active in teen movies back in the 80s, appearing in films like 16 Candles, loved it, The Lost Boys, Another Fave, Crossroads, Less Than Zero, loved it, of course. She was also in the television show entitled Square Pegs and Still Standing. She is married to Anthony Wrestler, an investor who is part of that group that owns the Milwaukee Brewers in Major League Baseball. The two have established the Wrestler Gertz, they spelled it Getz, so Gertz Foundation, and given it a $10.6 million endowment. They have also built the Getz Wrestler High Academy. Some of the beneficiaries of the foundation include the L.A. County Museum of Art and the Cedar Sinai Medical Center. So those are the generous celebrities from riches.com of earlier this year in February. Jamie Gertz, Herb Alpert, 2, Mel Gibson at number 3, George Lucas at number 4, Taylor Swift at number 5, Nora Roberts at number 6, Sue that Mukong, is that even his name? I mean, he's a good football player. Keep up with him. Reggie Ruffin could get you by me and these athletes' names, but it's so important to pronounce their names correctly. Lance Berkman, number 8. Meryl Streep, number 9. And Marcia Carsey topped it. You know, it was at number 10, rounded off at number 10. So, again, those are like the generous celebrities. So I'm sharing it on Facebook. And, again, they show pictures of Oprah. And when she opened her girls' school in Africa last year. So I'm sharing this on Facebook. TheRichest.com, so I know a lot of you like websites like this. TheRichest.com is an awesome website. Let's see. I'm just going to see if anything else I want to interest. I mean, they have, like, the list of, they have a good article. They're saying that Drake is not dating Tatiana Ali. He was seen celebrating with her at her 34th birthday. Remember her? And then there's an article at the top richest celebrities. And, of course, many of you have heard that Jennifer Lopez is returning to American Idol. She has signed a $15 million deal to return to there. And then also Miley Cyrus is topping UK singles chart. So they have a lot of good interviews, good articles posted also. Top 10 highest earners. Kenny Chesney is featured. So, pretty neat website. And I heard about Drake and Tatiana. They're like a cute, they should be a cute couple and all of that. So let me head on back. And in the living healthy category, I have this book. You know, I have been like, last fall, I talked a lot about walk off the weight, and you know, we talked about how just doing a little bit more daily helps all of us to be healthier and live healthier. From the most fit to those that need to get in shape, like I'm in the midst of getting in shape. I'm still dropping those LBs, y'all. And remember, I'm in Mississippi, if I say y'all. And my waistline is whittling, and thank you. Those of you that have been so supportive, and those that I also in return support regarding whatever your endeavors and your goals have been. But I've been checking out another book from Prevention, Big Book of Walking for Weight Loss. And so I'm just going to share a little bit from this particular book. And it's in regards to, of course, walking, because it's about walking and living healthy and living healthier. But it's important to have the proper gear. And this is a really cool book. So part one, it says first steps. Health and fitness advice plus the motivation to keep you striding strong. And it's a picture of two ladies. And the words are fight disease. Studies show that even small amounts of brisk walking can improve your health. So, you know, when you, for example, like when you go to the mall or go to the grocery store, if it's not bad weather and raining, why not to the park? And if you're just picking up a few items, even if you're picking up a lot, why not park farther instead of right at the door? That way you can do some extra strides. In fact, the strides that you make while you're grocery shopping, that's just an example that I'm using. But 18 minutes reduced risk of coronary heart disease by 36%, and then if 21 minutes, risk of stroke reduces risk of stroke by 43%, and then 30 minutes of brisk walking reduces risk of type 2 diabetes by 30%. And then they go on to share that We all should find our soulmate. Three steps to a perfect sneaker match. Number one, partner with a pro, specialized running, walking shoe stores like Roadrunner Sports. Visit them at roadrunnersports.com. Normally do an in-depth get analysis, often going so far as to videotape your feet while you run or walk on a treadmill to identify the shoe that will offer you the perfect amount of support and cushion. That is number two, bring your old pair. The wear patterns on the sole of your old workout shoes, like when you're looking for like a shoe shopping, it's a good idea to take your old pair with you so you can show the salesperson. So they go to say that the wear patterns on the sole of your old workout shoes offer many clues as to how your foot strikes the ground, which can help us determine the type of shoe that would fit you best. That's Margaret Buhler, Senior Sales Associate and Expert Shoe Fitter at Fleet Feet Sports Chicago. Don't be vain about sizing. Running shoes often run about a size larger than flats or heels, says Buhler. So if you're normally a size 8, don't be afraid to try on a size 9 running shoe. And then it's written that walk like a pro. Number one, gaze 10 to 20 feet in front of you, not down at your feet. Two, keep your shoulders rolled back, relaxed, and down, not scrunched up by your ears. Three, bend your arms 90 degrees, keeping your hands in a relaxed fist. Four, swing your arms forward and back, avoid side-to-side motion, squeezing your shoulder blades and driving your elbows behind you. Five, keep stomach tight and lean your torso forward slightly, about 5 degrees. Six, land on your heels as you swing your legs forward, squeezing through your glutes. Seven, push off with your toes to propel yourself forward into your stride. And eight, take short, quick steps. They allow for a smooth, rolling stride, which helps you to walk faster. And, of course, drink up to lose faster. The number of minutes you should walk each day to better your mood suggested the University of North Carolina study. Researchers tracked women who walked either 30 or 60 minutes 3 days a week for 6 months. Those who tracked the longest reported feeling 4 times more positive about their bodies and their abilities to get through the day than those who walked half as long. Try to schedule a 60-minute workout at least once a week. So it's recommended to try to schedule a 60-minute workout at least once a week. And then it's also advised, and we know this, drink up to lose faster. To speed weight loss, make sure you're taking in about 11 cups of liquid daily. While the majority of it should be H2O, non-alcoholic, unsweetened beverages such as coffee and milk all contribute to your daily quota. Why do liquids help you get lean? They take up more volume in your stomach than solid foods, which helps you feel fuller longer. That's why. So that's some good advice. I just wanted to share that with you, and that's good for the men, women, the entire family. And this is from Prevention's Big Book of Walking for Weight Loss. And so it's going to be, so visit prevention.com also. But it's been a good show this afternoon. Like I said before, trying out different time slots also, but sticking to the Monday would be the normal time, 5:30 a.m. Monday. Tomorrow, past couple of weeks, I think I've been broadcasting Matters of the Heart at night. But schedule for tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. Matters of the Heart, and we're talking about is it okay to keep harmless secrets? You know, you've heard Evan and Empress and I talk about secrets. But is it okay to keep, like, harmless secrets? You know, Evan and Empress and I talked one night that, you know, it's okay to have a little mystery, to have secrets and reveal things throughout the relationship, the process of the relationship. But is it okay to have secrets, you know? Or, you know, I'm kind of like a tell-all, be-all type person. I like mystery, but, you know. But it's okay to have secrets and fuss secrets. You know, but some people don't want any kind of secrets. You tell me everything right now. Put it on the table. Right? So is it okay? You guys call in and let's talk about that subject matter, if it's okay. And that's the subject of Matters of the Heart Wednesday on tomorrow. And also other hot topics also regarding Matters of the Heart, love, relationships, dating, marriage, divorce, separation, all of that good stuff. You know, because I did mention last Wednesday that we would talk about, you know, keeping that swag, you know, or properly, you know, beauty and grooming swag, all of that. Like, you know, when it goes to shopping and, you know, beauty, beauty routines and grooming routines, all of that goes hand in hand. You know, we've talked about the power of scent and so on. You know, one morning Lance had called in when we were talking about pheromones and the power of scent and so on back early this year. So it's just an important topic, a fun topic, important topic to talk about. But that's what we'll be talking about on Wednesday. And I'm being so nosy, I'm seeing what other shows are on air right now. So big shout out to the show. Since I'm getting ready to go off the air, big shout out to those that have their chat rooms open. Life Conversations, Yusuf L, WGAG Radio, Pastor Paul Begley, Tracy Franz, Trish Hennessy, Word of Mom Radio, Earth Angels Radio, Fem Gordon Radio, Chart Space, Dads of Great Students, Urban Diva Radio, Reverend Lisa Giroux, Salvation and Jesus Ministries, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Queen Ra, and Lillian Bromet. Shout out to all of those who are in their chat rooms and live on air all right now. So, you know, there are a lot of shows here that they're just amazing. Just amazing. Right now, Jim Gordon Radio is talking about Keep It Real 214, a summer movie recap. And again, shout out to James Franco, because James Franco, not only does he have a film that will be released on September 27th, limited, you know, throughout the nation, and then, of course, worldwide, based on the William Fox novel As I Lay Dying, but he is coming back to Mississippi. I knew he was going to be directing and acting in another film, and just because books are based in certain states, you know, they're not always made in that state. So he's coming back to Mississippi. They had auditions for kids and young adults this past Saturday. The book that he's making a film of now will be from Will Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury. And first I received an email from Mississippi Film Office, and also, if you listened to the show this past Friday and you heard me on Saturday, and also WAPT 16 News had, I think it was maybe one of the first local media outlets to break the story. I hear that the auditions, the casting call for character roles, this was not for background actors or extras. I heard that it was really nice, and they had made their callbacks, and we will soon know about casting calls for adults. In regards to the film, which we'll start filming this fall, just like he filmed last fall, As I Lay Dying. So you all know, heard me say that Lovelace was released in limited edition, and it wasn't dropped, released in Mississippi, not at the theater that I attend or frequent. But I was so happy to see this past weekend that Lovelace was on schedule. I have Comcast cable and with Xfinity Demand. I checked out Lovelace, and I give it a thumb up. Honestly, I watched it like 2-3 times, and I give it a thumb up. The entire cast did a wonderful job. This is my opinion, my review. I love the movie from beginning to end. I'm a history buff. I love history. You guys know I love the adult entertainment industry since I was I know that's porn, but the entertainment industry. I was a little girl. I started sneaking, looking at my sister's Playgirl stash, you know, when I was a little girl, you know, reading looking at the guys, but reading the erotic poetry and looking at the advertisements, Frederick of Hollywood advertisements and all that. I used to always love to see. And just being a history buff, and that's pop culture. And the film is good. Even if you are not a history buff or you just like good movies, but I love biopics and all that. And I give Lovelace a thumbs up from beginning to end. Sharon Stone was just amazing. And speaking of James Franco, I love his portrayal of a younger Uncle Hef. I love Hugh Hefner. So I love his portrayal of Uncle, what happened to that biopic that they were talking about a few years ago? And they were talking about Downey Jr. was going to play Hugh Hefner. Whatever happened to that? I'm looking forward to that. But back to Lovelace. I find the film to be interesting. Some of you might find some parts what? But remember what the film is about. The first porn star of a scripted porn movie. But Lovelace, thumbs up for me. Great cast, great film. Love films based on true life stories. Love documentaries. And it's just great. And also remember, Zane's, another favorite of mine, Zane's Addicted, will be coming to theater real soon. Also, they recently wrapped filming of Addicted based on Zane's book, novel Addicted, about a upper middle class couple, and the wife has a sex addiction. But it's not just that. You read the book, you all, because the book is amazing, and I hope the film does the book justice, because that book it takes you through so many twists and turns and surprises, and it's scary too. Honestly, it is. It's a scary book. I mean, it's a good book, and those of you that love erotica, great, but it really has a good story, and I hope the film follows the book. I hope it really does it good justice. Sometimes you hear people say, well, it's nothing like the book, or it could have been, I like the book better. I mean, I hope I say I love the book and the film equally when I see the film Addicted. Of course, Boris Kodjo is in the film, and what's the actress' name that she's playing Zane? Sharon Lill. She's playing Zane, and it's more. I shared some of the info. But network with Zane, she's amazing. Another one is amazing, the way she networks and interacts with her supporters and those that she published works. It's amazing. But again, thank you. It's been so much fun broadcasting this afternoon. And I like commentary style shows. I love it when you interact. I hope you interact tomorrow morning, chat in the chat room and call in and all that good stuff. It's fun talking with you. But I appreciate your support. Big shout out to the Blog Talk Radio community, from the staffers to the advertisers, and of course, you, the listening audience and supporters. This has been a fun broadcast. Thank you for following me and networking with me effectively. Shout out to New Show Studios and Davidson.com. New Show Studios, whom I'm in confidential talks with regarding a reality show idea, and Davidson in regards to one of my awesome invention ideas also. And speaking of crowdfunding, I need to create crowdfunding campaigns for both projects also. But I was so happy to see Shark Tank come on last night on ABC. It was so amazing. I can't wait till the new season of Shark Tank. But Secret Millionaire has not let me down. I love me Secret Millionaire. Other shows, I just want to let you guys know, Undercover Boss. Those shows, I love those shows. It's so much fun. But again, I could go on, but I won't. And speaking of not going on, here's Elgin Bars Jr. So through. And I'll conclude the show, of course, like I've been doing recently, with Prince and 3EG. But before Prince and 3EG, we'll definitely play a tune by SeaWorld High. I think I'll play SeaWorld High Fashion and Casey Munchin. Dylan is of SeaWorld High Fashion, but he's also Casey Munchkin. And Casey Munchkin is dropping the EP at the end of this month or beginning of the month. I need to make sure. I guess he'll let me know if he's dropping in this month. Cause I told him that because it was my birthday present. But he's returning to the show on September the 14th on Saturday night. And we're going to have Club Shark Entertainment Reports again, featuring Casey Comes Alive. So we're going to have so much fun. And on September 1st, on Sunday, we'll be premiering a show geared to fellow youth advocates and young people on Sunday, September the 1st. So you guys call in and let's talk about issues that affect our overall community, especially those issues that youth advocates like myself and people find very, very important. Okay? But again, thank you. It's been a blast. I know I feel like it's something that I should have been talking about that I didn't. Send the hugs and condolences to my friend Malcolm Allen here in our Callaway class of 85-86, a Facebook group that his mother passed away. So send the condolences to Malcolm Allen. He was a superstar football player when we was in high school. He's amazing. Friend, I had a beautiful smile, and that's sad to lose anybody in our life, right? But again, thank you. You've been a blast. Love your support, and thank you. Shout out to also my new online friends that I've been networking with, and also new friends that I meet in person. You're amazing, and God bless, and let's continue spreading love and praying for world peace. Again, here's Elder Barnes Jr. Go through. like that. The gun out my mind. It ain't cool. I'm so through with you. I know, hey. I know. Some days I have it, some days I don't. But I love that song. Hey, I was talking to my mom last week, and she was asking about, one morning I scheduled, supposed to have been broadcasting, and she was like, did you schedule your show? And we were just talking, and Mom and I had a couple about recipes, and I said, well, Mom, one day you need to come on, and we talk about recipes. And I know many of you love good food and love to share good recipes. And, you know, we have fall and holiday season coming up and, you know, football season and NBA season, other seasons, and with baseball happening. Just good reasons to eat good, healthy, I hate to say this, unhealthy food too. But I was like, Mom, you need to just host a show for me one day. And I said, you probably could talk about recipes and all that. But one day in the near future, we'll have a show where we talk about recipes, and my mom will even be a part of it and share, like, some of her favorite recipes with you guys. And you guys feel free to already get the party started. Let's talk online, those of you that network with me on Facebook and Twitter and various ways, and right here. Let's talk about our favorite recipes, and feel free to call in and talk about your free recipes and share yours. So Mom and I'll be talking about our favorite recipes, and we welcome you also to talk about some of your favorite recipes and favorite foods also that you enjoy. I just wanted to share that with you. Well, I said I would share Casey Munchkin tunes with you, Super High Fashion, Dylan. So I love this right here, Hello. Because I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to play, instead of playing Super High Fashion, I'm going to play back-to-back Casey Munchkin. But instead of Super High Fashion, and conclude with Prince and Third Eye Girl, Menstrual Cycle. So here we go. Here's Know What Love Is, and then we're going to do Hello. Thanks again for your support listening to Talk That Talk Tuesday. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. We'll be right back.
one.
Good. Yes, indeed. A big shout out also to the Avon and Mark community. I've been having a blast continuing on networking with the Mark community. You know, Mark is not a separate company from Avon. Now it's part of Avon. Mark Empowerment Foundation still exists. Big shout out to the new brand ambassador, Lucy Hale. And you can buy Mark and other Avon brands at Avon. YourAvon.com. If you don't have your own Avon lady, be sure to visit my new website at YourAvon.com/BETHWMS. That's Beth Williams. And my rep number is 148-54015. So big shout out to my sales leader, Mary Polk, and my original district sales manager is on medical leave, but I did have an opportunity to meet her replacement, Christine, from Columbia, Mississippi, at the leadership meeting I attended on July 30th in Pearl, Mississippi. Shout out to all the ladies and men that I met at the leadership meeting. Also, I met women who make 5G plus a month being Avon ladies, and that's amazing. 5G every 2 weeks. So it's just amazing. Anytime I've been an entrepreneur, it's definitely a good way to be an entrepreneur. But again, thank you. Big shout out to everyone who I effectively network with. So here's another one by Casey Munchkin. Hello. And then, of course, we'll conclude with Prince 3EG, Third Eye Girl. And remember, Prince is tweeting now. He's been tweeting a little over a week now from Third Eye Girl. 3RDI Girl on Twitter. Okay? So, again, thank you. You guys have been a blessing. And until tomorrow in the AM, be good, be cool, be loving, and be you. You are appreciated. I appreciate your support. Thank you, and thank you for accepting my support of you also. Here's Casey Munchkin, also Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. God bless. Bye.
gonna leave. I never let ya. Now I'm writing you this letter.
Wow,
shoulda, coulda, woulda, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda done better.
Wow. Woulda done better. Thank you.
thank you. You've been listening to Talk That Talk Tuesday. Hey, I hope your week has been a motivating. It started off definitely a motivating one. Tomorrow, in the a.m., Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Okay. Thank you again. Until next time, God bless. Hugs and kisses to you and yours. I am back, a.k.a. Be True.